Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
Liberty Counsel files a federal lawsuit against a school in Florida for violating the equal access of Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this case. Matt, this is a case that is in Central Florida. It's in the Ocala, Florida area. And it's on behalf of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes of Lake County, and they are at Mount Dora High School. This particular high school, for a number of years, has continually discriminated against the Christian clubs, and Liberty Counsel has been involved for about 2+ years trying to work this through, battling this and that, and finally they created a policy that institutionalizes their discrimination against the Christian clubs, and enough is enough, so we ultimately filed a federal lawsuit.
Well, yeah, and it's unfortunate that they can't seem to learn and want to ignore what the Constitution guarantees here, but some of the things that they've been doing here, this is the Fellowship of Christian Athletes Club in Lake County, Florida. This is the school, Mount Dora High School. They have precluded announcements in the hallways and on the school marquee, which other clubs can have, flyers in and outside of classrooms where clubs meet, club announcements over the school's public address system, club webpage on the district website. Members, they preclude them from wearing a colored cord at graduation to signify their club membership, a club section in the school yearbook. They've banned that, and they have banned a stipend for the club's faculty advisor, privileges that are prescribed to all the other clubs. And if the other clubs are given them under equal access, they have to allow these same items for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Yeah, they do have to allow the equal access. So they do allow them to meet, but they don't allow them to give information out about when and where they're meeting. So basically, their meeting is not able to be known by other students. So it basically is an underground word of mouth type of program. So you can't have announcements about the school club meeting. This is a student-initiated, student-led club. Other clubs can announce in the hallways on the school's marquee information about what the club is doing and where and when they are meeting. This FCA club, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, is not allowed to do that. They can't have flyers in and outside the classroom. So in other words, information about an event or information about FCA, whenever they have a meeting, they can't have it out like other clubs. They can't make announcements about their meetings over the intercom, as you said. Other clubs can have their picture in a section on the website. Well, this club can't do that. And then during graduation, which is coming up, all the students will be able to wear a different color cord for the clubs that they participate in, including the student-initiated, student-led clubs. But there will be one club that won't be recognized, and that is the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And then when they take home their yearbook and they're looking at it with their children later in life, they won't see their club picture there, but they'll see all the other clubs picture there. So we're asking for the court to intervene quickly and enjoin this discrimination and stop this. It has been going on for far too long.
Now, Matt, I've read the Federal Equal Access Act and the First Amendment, and everywhere I've looked through there, I can't find where it says that equal access will be granted unless it's a Christian organization. I can't find that anywhere. So what is the justification they're trying to trump up here? Because the only thing I can think of is this vague, false construct, you know, called separation of church and state that's found nowhere in the – are they just trying to hang their hat on that vague, loosely defined propaganda?
You know, some schools, I think, do that from a legitimate concern, although wrong. They think that by allowing the equal access to a religious club or a religious literature that they're violating the Equal Access Act. And so they legitimately think that, although they're absolutely wrong in thinking that. But this particular school, I think has a different motive. And I think the motive after having worked with this school for about 2 years is that they have an anti-Christian bias. So it's not just that they're trying to say, we don't want to violate the establishment clause, which we think says this or that, even though they're wrong. I think it's, this is a Christian club. We're not going to have it because it's a Christian club. Mm-hmm. Because we just don't want a Christian club on campus. I think that's where we're at with this particular school.
Well, at some point, I think the preponderance of the evidence takes you to that conclusion because we have educated them thoroughly. The black letter, clear language of the Federal Equal Access Act and the First Amendment, it's unambiguous. I mean, there's clearly this is discrimination. It's systemic, systematic, institutionalized discrimination. So they've been fully educated. They're fully on notice. So the only conclusion you can arrive at is that this is anti-Christian hostility that is driving them.
In this particular school, I think there's no question about that. That's what we have here as absolute Christian hostility. And the reason why I can say that is because we've worked with this particular school for a while, and they always kind of move the ball. And we've given them letters, and we've given them information. And the faculty advisor, Jerry Buell, has spoken to the school authorities, and they continue to resist, and they continue to resist. And finally, they put their discriminatory practice into an actual written policy, and this is what we have, where they basically they're doing the bare minimum. Yeah, you can meet on campus, but you can't tell people about it. So you're basically going to be ineffective because no one knows when and where you're meeting. This is a particular group that has what they call clubs or huddle events, which include Bible studies and school and community programs. This group, in addition to the Bible studies and other religious meetings that they have, they also reach out to the community. They have food drives so that they can actually have a benefit to the community by giving food out to those who are hungry and the poor in their community. But they can't let other people know that they're engaged in a community food drive because they can't announce it and they can't get the information out.
Now, we had Fellowship of Christian Athletes when I was in high school. I took part in some of these food drives as a kid. FCA was front and center in our high school, and even in a liberal town that I grew up in. The administration recognized the wonderful work that we were doing and that this was a teaching moment for young people to give back to the community, to go out and do unto others, you know, as you would have them do unto you, to really serve the community. They recognized that, so they encouraged it. It just boggles the mind. You know, FCA's been around since 1954. They've never done anything harmful.
No.
What is it with these people? I just don't understand it.
Well, you know, you wonder because it's a good group. They're actually bringing good benefit to the students. These are students who are... Some of them are athletes. Some of them are not. I mean, it started off as a Fellowship of Christian Athletes, so it started off as a Fellowship of Athletes, but it's grown to a Fellowship of Christians, of believers, and it includes athletes and non-athletes. But it is a very positive program. It has a very positive benefit for the students. You would think that every school would want an FCA club on campus. They have so many other things that they have to contend with that are junk and negative, and yet FCA is a ray of shining light, and yet they're constantly trying to jack them around. Well, we're now filing the federal lawsuit we just did, and we're going to ask the federal court to intervene and stop this discrimination.
Well, Mount Dora High School is an educational institution, ostensibly, and so the students are going to learn something from this. They could learn about good citizenship, about service, about giving to other people, but instead they're learning about government tyranny, essentially, Matt, and that there is a hostility toward the faith that is central to their lives. It's really sad that Mount Dora High School both embraces this anti-Christian hostility, but they are teaching students in their high school that this is par for the course in today's America.
Well, this coming graduation, I'll actually be there for the Lake County School graduation because my great-niece is graduating from one of the high schools, not from Mount Dora, but from another high school within the district, in the same district there. And so she's graduating and walking coming graduation. So I may wear an FCA shirt on one side and a Liberty Council on the other side to say hi to all of the officials there. But, you know, this is a rural community. It's not a urban community. It's a it's not rural in the sense that there's nothing around, but it is a community that you wouldn't expect this kind of discrimination from. But the fact of the matter is you've got school officials and leaders, and they have continually made the wrong decision, and that's why we have stepped in. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, for more information. We also have a Patriot's Handbook on religious freedom in public schools. We've sent this to every public school principal in the country, K through 12, and you can help get this information out to your public school officials as well. You can ask for the Patriot's Handbook on religious freedom in public schools. You can go to lc.org or call 1-800-671-1776. Again, call the toll-free number or go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.